one of two block punts from Eric Reed, especially to begin the game, mean for picking up some momentum early?
We had him about 2.38, snapped a punt. So our immediate thought process was bring the heat right in the teeth of it. Plus the punter was a 45-degree angle to his right. You know, we electronic time our kids. I said every one of you guys on this unit can get to that point in that amount of time. Somebody's going to get through untouched, and that's what happened with Eric. And, you know, he did a great job getting off the ball and swatting it, and maybe could have got another one or two.
Talked about the short field. What did that mean for you in being able to establish your offense?
Just great opportunities for success. You're sitting there in field goal range right off the bat or in proximity of it. We got things rolling. The kids need to play with a little chip on their shoulder. And
gauge the changeover back to the base defense.
We had to come out and play well. These are desperate times for us because my expectations were extremely high. I told the players I felt like we performed at about 40% of our capacity a week ago. And so our kids, we were back in base. The one touchdown they scored today was our only blitz of the day. We had a kid misaligned. They just hadn't had a lot of reps at it. We had to spend all of our energy getting back into base. But we know it was better than what we had a week ago in terms of the technique that we're asking the kids. It's going to be a challenge because it's going to require discipline. Kids control that, and that's the one thing they can control is what they're going to do on every snap and how they're coached to do it. And they need to trust that that's the absolute best way. There is no other way. And, you know, as a result, a lot of our kids made plays.